Philip Semper, PX, the Surgeon Care. Today's date is 03/09/2026. Dictation is for Miss Sarah Millington - Belcon. Millington spells M-I-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N - Belcon. Belcon spells B-E-L-C-O-N. Sarah. Sarah spells S-A-R-A-H. Date of birth is 10/18/1955. This is a 70-year-old female here with pain to her left hand and left hip period. Patient stated that Saturday on on 0307, she tripped and fell onto her outstretched hand and hurting her hip and her left hand. She described pain as sharp, really pain as 7/10 in her hand. Says pain is worse when she touch or move her second and third digits in the region of the metacarpophalangeal joints. She says pain does not radiate, period. She described pain in her hip as 4/10, worse with weight bearing, non-radiating, worse with range of motion and touch, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Degenerative joint disease. Next line. Hypertension. Next line, hypercholesterolemia. Next line, diabetes type 2. Next paragraph. Social history. She denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Family history. A mother with hypertension. Next paragraph. Medication. Patient says she has medication for high blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol, but does not remember the names, period. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Review of system. Patient denies neck pain. Next line, she denies loss of consciousness. Next line, she denies hitting her head or neck. Next line. Denies chest pain. Denies abdominal pain. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 125/74. Pulse 84. Respiration 19. Temperature 97.5. Next paragraph. Left hand. Tenderness to palpation in the region of the second and third metacarpophalangeal joints. Localized edema is present. Decreased range of motion secondary to pain. Cap refill less than 2 seconds on the second and third digits. Sensation is normal. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. No discomfort with range of motion. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Next paragraph. Hip. She has full range of motion of hip with mild discomfort. There's mild tenderness of palpation in the region of the femoral neck and acromioclavicular joint area, correction, and acetabulum region, period. Next paragraph. New rush is alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, pre-nest paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hand fracture, left hand acute. Assessment number 2 is acute hip contusion. Assessment number 3, acute hip pain. Assessment number 4 is acute hand pain. Assessment number 5 is acute edema, hand edema. Next paragraph. X-rays were done in the clinic today. X-rays of her hand reveal a fracture in the region of the metacarpal phalangeal joint of the second digit. There's mild deformity. Next paragraph. X-ray of her hip reveal no acute fracture. However, there is a line which is ill-defined on the study. I would like to see that study better on a CT scan. I did a consultation to the local radiology clinic for a CT scan of her left hip. Next paragraph, patient was given the following medication in a clinic. Toradol, 30 milligrams. IM. She was observed for approximately 20 minutes, then reevaluated. She says she has no side effects from the medication and is feeling a little better. She was sent home with the following medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. On the 30 next medication, Robaxin, 500 milligrams. She was strongly encouraged to take this medication at bedtime only and no other time, not during the day while she's up, period. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation. Correction. Patient was given a consultation to a hand specialist, but she declined. She says she has a orthopedic doctor and would like to go to that orthopedic doctor. She gives us the name as Dr. Eugene Hong. Eugene Hong spells Eugene Hung. And a consult was given for her to go to that clinic for follow-up. Next line, I put a splint, a volar splint, on the patient's wrist, extending to the forearm. On completion of the splint, her neurovascular status was checked, and it was unremarkable. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. She was strongly encouraged to come back if she is worse or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of the patient.